Yeah. Okay, let's talk about some business.
All right. Gene, any... Yes? Anything you want to do? Nothing? Okay. Chris, any rules? Okay, I've got two things for you. One thing, we remind you, you will get an email this week, and that's Barbershop of the Year and Newcomer of the Year. We will give you a list of people who are eligible, and that what we're asking is that you will send in your vote, so to speak, to me, for each. And we will tabulate them and then make a choice of the announcement and the annual dinner. Greg, any late grievance? Texas Tech.
So I picked up the printed tickets from Bob King tonight. He's got some medical stuff this week, and so he couldn't be here. So if you want tickets to sell, to put them in somebody's hand, come see me, and I'll write it down. We've got plenty of tickets. Also, later this week, there should be a link that goes up on our website for doing online tickets. We discussed that in our meeting tonight, and I've got a few changes to make. But be watching for that. Tori put the flyer on the website, and probably, I don't know what I'll do, I'll probably have you click the flyer and it'll take you to the ticket link, something like that. I'll do that. So be watching for that. $15 for adults, $10 for students through college age, and free for 5 and under.
And Mark Ferguson brought to my attention this evening, Tori, that on our calendar, it still has two show times on Christmas. So we just need to delete one and then make sure that we just have one for almost at 3 p.m.
3 o'clock. Yeah.
In like our calendar on the website.
I don't lose anything there.
What was that? There is.
I know where it is. I put it in a while back, but I'll change it.
Okay. Yeah. So let's get that updated. That'd be great. Cool. Okay. We'll go to John first.
I didn't bring cigars, but last Thursday I became a great grandfather.
A great grandson or granddaughter?
Daughter.
Cool.
Nevi Lynn.
What was the first name?
Nevi. N-E-V-I-E.
Nice. Nevi. I like that. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Do you feel older?
Is that?
Do you feel older?
What? No, I feel younger.
Very good. Very good.
I got the hold of a tiny baby in my arm.
That's great.
A long time since I've done that.
Last week, my son Kevin was here visiting, and I hope you heard from him.
Yes, he did. He sent me a text.
They had their district contest this last weekend, the Northeastern District, and I think it was in Connecticut somewhere, but their course came in third.
All right. Yes, he very much enjoyed the rehearsal, said he thought the repertoire that we were working on was a lot of fun. He thought pacing was good. He felt welcomed. Of course, he said he kind of knows the barbershop drill, so he kind of knew to come in here and slap on a name tag and all that kind of stuff. But he found our rehearsal a lot of fun and gave some very nice feedback. So, yeah, tell thanks to Kevin. And Vince gave me a quick update today. They've been in Michigan here, but his wife had some test results come back. Go ahead, Vince.
Yes, well, she had another medical test this past week, and most of the cancer is gone.
Good.
So,
praise God.
She's going to take some medication for the rest of her life, and there's a few other medical problems here and there, but it looks like the big one is under control.
So that's awesome. Well, we've been thinking about you and praying, so thank you for the update. We appreciate it. But, go ahead.
Thursday, Vicki and I move over to Luther Park, just over here behind the university, and we'll be doing that Thursday, so we'll be in our senior apartment. I can scoot back and forth.
Cool.
If the weather permits.
Awesome. That's good.
We do that Thursday.
Huh? You need snow tires, huh?
Yeah, that's right. If I do that, I'll probably drive.
We'll put chains on.
Yeah.
I had my wife check at Skeffington's today on tuxes. They rent tuxes, but they don't sell tuxes. And so they recommended if you wanted to buy a tux, that you go to Men's Warehouse or what's the one down on...
But that's not the deal I got. You can't buy it.
Well,
Well, Mike, why don't you check into that?
I know. Who's the contact person?
The guy down there is the store just up from Lincoln. That's the guy that I dealt with, and he is the senior store manager. So yes.
You know, did you call the Lincoln store or the West Des Moines store?
I was having to call the West Des Moines store.
Okay. That's fine.
That's Mike, call your contact, and either they need to inform the West Des Moines store, or we need to get some new information.
Right. We'll do it, yeah. Okay.
But thank you for bringing that to our attention, Mark. Okay, anything else out there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just a brief update, but Clarence Rail is in the hospital with COVID, under ventilation and all that. Several of his family also have contracted it, too. So be safe out there.
I assume that probably a lot of us are eligible for a third booster, so if that's something that you want to think or consider. All right. Very good. Let's take our 10 minutes and we'll adjust my schedule.